All right, welcome to the Bob Brothers Podcast. I'm Kev on stage.
Tony Baker.
Listen, man, we just here to wax poetic on all things, man.
Yeah.
And Tony came up with this great idea. I'll tell you about it in a second. First thing I need to tell you about is go to get tickets to our tour, man. We're
Please.
On tour right now.
Please.
I'm not looking at the date. We're shooting this in August, man. We're doing something this weekend. And if it ain't this weekend, it's next.
Yeah.
So go to KevOnStage.com or TonyBakerComedy.com.
Yes.
What you don't do is Google us, because that's going to take you to a sponsored link. It's going to take you to a scammer or a reseller. It's either going to be a fake ticket or an overly priced ticket. And we ain't really into that, man. Mm-hmm. Just go to the links in our bio or our websites. Get you a ticket. If you think this is a good time, which it is,
yes.
The shows are a better time. Because that's what we do for a living. That's how we pay for our children cereal and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you still be getting cereal for the kids?
I still do, man.
Who be doing the grocery shopping at y'all crib?
Me, man.
Do you?
I go to Sprouts.
You do the grocery shopping for the house.
Come on, Tony. No, hell no.
I was about to say.
Instacart does it, or Melissa.
Okay. Melissa actually goes to the stores?
Sometimes. And she gets frustrated enough with the Instacart because they don't bring the right salmon and stuff, man. You be like, let me get the big salmon.
Yeah.
And they'll bring you a little smoked salmon off to the side that's dried. And you're like, man, I can't. Bruh, come on. They be like, you don't have the salmon. And then there'd be a picture. They'll send you a picture of something that you asked for, say it's not there, and it'd be in the picture.
Wow.
That happened to me before. It was like, we don't have, it was a Spindrift water. Yeah. I was like, give me the lime. They was like, this is all they got. Picture of all the things. Lime is in there. So I was like, bro, it's in the picture. They was like, oh. I was like, man, it's in the picture you took.
That's crazy.
That's happened to me like 3 times. It's in the picture. You try to prove it and it ain't there, man. Shut the hell up and look. But I really can't be mad because I don't want to go to the grocery store at all.
Yeah.
So I feel weird complaining about the Instacart people.
But still, you got to do your job.
Yeah, you know, you signed up
for
it.
You know what I'm saying?
All right. Today what we're doing, we're talking about the best of 1995.
1995.
Movie, hip-hop album, R&B album, gospel album, music video, and song. We're kicking it off with the movie.
Yeah.
It's a good year for movies.
It's a good time.
Some heat. Tone, what you got, man? Give us some honorable mentions before you pick your pick.
All right, so we got the honorable mentions coming up, man. We got Apollo 13. Mm-hmm. We got Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls. We got GoldenEye, Casper, Jumanji, Die Hard with a Vengeance,
Woo!
Crimson Tide, Dangerous Minds, Braveheart, Get Shorty, Mortal Kombat! Oh my God, I'm about to change my answer.
Why? What'd you just see?
Oh, shit. I got to change my answer. All right. I had an answer queued up and ready. Now I scrolled down, I forgot.
Okay, what you got?
Because I was already at odds because Bad Boys is one of my favorite movies.
Yeah,
I saw it at the movie theater 4 times, and then, you know, Toy Story is obviously a beautiful movie.
Changed the game, destroyed the little kid movies.
Yep, and another game changer is Seven.
Love it.
Change it for
What's in the box? How was that a game changer?
Once Seven came out, they was trying to match that aesthetic with Thrillers ever since.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, I didn't know.
So, but I got to go with, I had Seven as my answer. But I got to go with Heat, dog.
Because Wayne Grow.
I got to go with Heat.
I tell Tony all the time that he is Robert De Niro. And Wayne Grohl, whatever is bothering him, Tony cannot let it go. The same way Robert De Niro just couldn't let. He had the money, man. He got the passports from John Voight. He's on the way to LAX. The plane is on the tarmac. You could just see De Niro like,
man.
And the girl's like, come on, man. He turned the wheel.
The hard
too
turn.
Hard.
And she was in the passenger seat. She was like, my man, we going somewhere. And he was like, man, fuck this. Sorry, I got to handle this. I'll be right back.
Heat
is just fantastic, man. Like, it's hard because, you know, Friday came out.
That's my pick.
Friday. Oh, yeah. I respect it.
Oh, my God.
I respect it.
I want to make a low budget.
Oh, man.
Little. I mean, they just. It's just.
We can make a Friday.
They shot that in, like, what, 9 days, they said?
Budget was like 2 point something million.
Man, Pop said he got like $5,000 for that movie, and he wasn't even mad.
Yeah.
He was like, bro, that I made money off that for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. And he's not talking about like
you can book off that.
But he's been booking ever since, man. And it just, bro, Chris Tucker and Ice Cube was great.
Yeah.
They were a great duo.
Yep.
And then Chris Tucker went on to be 20 million.
Yep.
Rush Hour, him and Jackie Chan, he just switched it up on the race.
He was like, I'm 20.
And went action comedy. But, but Friday might be the most. I can never decide if I quote Friday more or Coming to America in my life. Friday's quotes are beyond. People don't even know they're from Friday anymore.
Yeah.
They don't know. We'll be having white frat boys today saying bye, Felicia. They don't even know where that comes from. They weren't even alive.
That whole movie is damn near quotable.
Whole movie, man.
Even the mundane throwaway lines is still quotable.
Bruh. Megan Good debut.
Look what you did to my curtain.
I still go, ha ha, yes I did.
Man, to this day, man. For sure. I do that all the time.
Jay used to love
it. Make it enough.
I just told somebody that this week.
You get up or cook or do something. Why was he looking at his mom like that? He was disgusted.
Yeah, and Friday is the movie for me. Ice Cube, I love it. Chris Tucker, DJ Pooh.
I'm always lean action, though.
You Action McGee,
I'm
man.
Always lean action.
Action. Comedy a little bit, no romantic comedy.
But yeah, Friday is just tremendous.
But I love Friday. I love Seven as well. And I love Heat. And Braveheart. And Clueless, man. That's what I'm saying. We need movies like Clueless too.
Yeah.
Clueless was just a good little movie.
Yeah.
It was a good little social moment. I remember girls in high school all of a sudden start wearing those dressing like Alicia Silverstone after that.
Yeah.
The little dresses and stuff. You ain't have her money. You have her closet like that. Yeah, they was all trying to do that for like 2 weeks.
That was a movie that was way better than I expected.
Clueless?
Yes.
It was a good movie.
Yeah, I was like, I ain't going to feel that, and I felt it. You also got Dead Presidents.
Oh, man.
You got Major Pain. You got House Guests.
Oh, Major Pain is just great.
Major Pain is underrated.
See, another little kid movie tweet. Bam Bam Bigelow was in there.
Who?
Bam Bam Bigelow.
He was in Major Pain?
Yeah, he was the dad. Oh, yeah, he got kicked to the side of the head.
Right. That's right.
He came in strong. Clunk.
Devil in the Blue Dress also came out. That's one of my favorite Denzel movies.
Yeah,
he slept
good.
On. People love Vampire in Brooklyn.
They do.
I think it's a guilty pleasure.
Yeah, I don't have as strong feelings as other people do.
When we put up that vampire list, they were like, Vampire in Brooklyn, Vampire in Brooklyn, Vampire in Brooklyn. Man, this movie's not good. Shut up. Shut up. I get it. It's black, and you want to throw it in there just because it's black, but it's not better than 10 other vampire movies.
I think people don't be having that. They don't have 10 other vampire movies. They only talk about the movie.
You can't. If you're sitting there like, Vampire in Brooklyn, Tone.
I told y'all to shut up.
You mean to sit here and tell me Vampire in Brooklyn is better than 10? There's not 10 other vampire movies that's better than Vampire in Brooklyn. Stop, man. I get it. It's black.
Tone hates when the black coefficient is added too heavily.
Yeah, that's all y'all hanging on to.
Mm-hmm.
That movie is a guilty pleasure. Sick of y'all,
man. So what you going with? Heat?
I went with Heat.
All right, I'm going with Friday. Let's move on. Hip-hop albums of 1995. Cue us up, Tone. Good year. 95, 96, two good years for hip-hop.
95, I got The Infamous by Mobb Deep.
Yeah.
That album right there, front to back, is one of the best hip-hop albums of all time, in my opinion. I think Shook Ones is one of the best rap songs ever, and that beat is one of the coldest
Shook
beats.
Ones Part 2.
Man, that beat is, yeah.
Let's just
to all the killers and the $100 billers. To real niggas who ain't got no feelings, check it out now.
Just so y'all don't forget, once it clicks off, you be like, dang, this is Drake.
Let that soul cook. Yo, hold up. We gotta get this loose. They gonna be talking though. Keep all of that. Yeah. To all the killers and the $100 billers. To real niggas who ain't got no feelings. That beat kick in.
Check it out now. Woo! Gritty!
Woo!
Just gritty New York City, man!
Got you stuck off the realness. We be the infamous, you heard of us. Official Queensbridge murderer, they was young as hell.
They were, he like a baby!
Man. No shots to share for all those who wanna profile and pose. Stab your face with your nose wrong. You all alone in these streets, cousin. Every man for himself in this land, we be gunning and keeping chip crews running like they supposed to.
Everything he say in this verse sticks with you. It's like the Friday dialogue.
Yeah, get their whole body laced up with bullet holes and such.
Just such.
And you will get touched.
Yeah, man.
I love that album, man. That I bought that album the last day of high school. easily one of the best purchases I've ever made.
All right, I'm going Bone Thugs and Harmony, East 99
Eternal. You ain't listening to that whole album. The whole album?
The Crossroads. Is that You're Not Against Rap? We're not against rapper.
That's the wrong album.
That's the first one?
That's on the first one.
Okay.
On the first EP.
That's all I know, man.
I got to do honorable mentions.
Okay,
right?
Man, let me get my Crossroads, my Bone.
You don't know nothing about it, though. I'm trying to bail you out.
All right, go ahead.
Peeps, sorry to interrupt. Fellas, I want you to enter the room dick first, all right? Blue Chew isn't just a tablet. It's a cheat code for your crotch. Stronger, harder, longer lasting, like someone gave you downstairs a pep talk and a gym membership. Blue Chew is the original brand offering chewable tablets for better sex, all right? I tried Blue Chew, New York. It was a good time. I was able to hang in there, if you will. Last, if you will. I had a blast, if you will. We had a blast, if you will. That's all I'm going to say without getting too personal, but you feel me, man. Guys, this isn't about performance. This is about legacy. Or third legacy, huh? Give a group chat something to talk about. You know, when you lay it down, they're talking about how it gets up. Nothing makes you more of a legend than a little Blue Chew. So discover your options at BlueChew.com. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. As always, get your first month of Blue Chew free. Just use promo code BALD at checkout and pay $5 for shipping. That's it. Join Blue Chew's mission to upgrade humanity one thrust at a time. Head to BlueChew.com for details and safety info. And big thanks to Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast. Now, back to the Ball Brothers.
I'll give you first of the month, and you got Crossroads.
There you go. That's all I need.
All right. Honorable mention.
Yeah.
Only Built for Cuban Links by Raekwon.
Yeah.
Liquid Swords by the GZA. Me Against the World by Tupac, which you could have picked.
Liquid Swords.
That's my favorite Tupac album, by the way.
Yeah.
Return to the 36 Chambers, Old Dirty Bastard. Far Side, Lab Cabin, California. Another one of my favorite albums is Do You Want More by The Roots. Goody Mob's debut, Soul Food. The Shining by Smith & Wesson. Those are some of the honorable mentions.
Love all those.
Man, you don't know nothing
man,
about
I was like,
In a Major Way by E-40.
Yeah, In a Major Way, E-40.
Mr. Smith by LL Cool J.
Yep.
He's got Doing It on there. Doing it is fire.
Doing it well. Yeah. To represent Queens. She was raised out of Brooklyn. See, man, I know something about rap.
You know what I'm talking about? You got to do this after you say she was raised out in Brooklyn.
This was such a thing.
It is like that, and that's the way it is. Huh. And they really did this. Now, embrace yourself in the leather jacket. Then stand there.
Cold fresh boogie.
It is like that. That's the way. All right.
Are
you sticking with
I'm sticking Bone with Thugs. Bone okay. Thugs East 1999.
You know what trips me out about that album though? I feel like given the heat that Bone had and how massive the Crossroads was and First of the Month, I feel like they just stalled out on singles on that album. Mm-hmm. They didn't even do no more videos. They had two videos for that album.
The Crossroads is so big, though.
Yeah, but you got to milk it.
My man.
You got to milk the album.
They didn't milk.
They was like, all right, we good. I don't know if it's because Eazy-E passed shortly before or mm-hmm. I don't know what it was, but they was just like, we good.
We good, y'all. Watch out, man. We done with
like,
this,
we ain't
man.
Selling merch.
All right, moving on. R&B album.
Yeah.
For me, there's only one, Tone. I mean, there's honorable mentions, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
But D'Angelo Brown Sugar.
That's your favorite.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe you.
Tone, I don't have that many options, man.
I feel like you ain't really listening to albums like that.
I listened. I was like... Brown Sugar, baby.
It's a great album.
I get high off love.
That's my favorite D'Angelo album. But you got Daydream by Mariah Carey.
Yep.
You got
Faith.
History by Michael Jackson. You got Escape, Off the Hook.
Nope.
You got Faith. You got Monica, Miss Thang.
Nope.
You got Dave Brew. You got R. Kelly.
Nope.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? Groove Theory almost was my pick.
I listened to the album.
No, but a lot of people didn't listen to it.
I listened to the song.
That's one of my favorites. But I went with the Waiting to Exhale soundtrack.
That's my favorite.
Now, watch out, man. You had your opportunity, man. You had your opportunity and you blew it.
Waiting to Exhale. Babyface wrote every song.
Yes, he did. You blew it, though.
Every song, which also, let's just really give Babyface his flowers real quick.
Yeah.
These are a variety of different artists.
Absolutely.
Variety of different songs, singing styles, everything from Whitney. I think CeCe and Whitney got a song
there. You had Aretha, Chaka Khan, Whitney Houston, CeCe Winans, Faith Evans,
Mary J.
TLC, SWV, Mary J.
And he wrote and produced all of them.
All of this goes, Shantae Moore, all this goes
that's
through
crazy.
Seamlessly.
That's crazy.
That soundtrack ain't got an ounce of fat on it.
As good as the movie. It might be better than the movie.
It's better than the movie. I mean, I ain't watched the movie since the 90s. I still come back to that album frequently. I ain't watched that movie since.
You ain't watch Angela.
What am I watching it again for?
Because, man, you got.
I am grown now.
Wendell Pierce in there.
I love Wendell
Young
Pierce.
Young Wendell Pierce with the glasses.
Michael T. Williamson is in there. McKelty. Gregory Hines. I love Gregory Hines.
Gregory Hines in there.
Yeah. The late Gregory
good.
Hines. I love Gregory Hines. Donald Faison, who they say I look like, is in there.
Y'all look like y'all be kin.
Loretta Devine, Layla Rashawn.
She walked all the way. Layla Rashawn.
Layla Rashawn.
I always think about that scene in Harlem Nights when the dude get on the phone. Oh, tell your mama I ain't coming home.
Man, she worked him over tough.
He was sitting on the edge of the bed.
Mm-hmm.
And tell your mama I ain't coming home.
Got played. Such. Got played. But I haven't watched that movie since
I feel
the
you.
90s.
I feel you. It is a great album, though. It's a great movie, too.
That soundtrack is perfect.
He's a good man, Savannah. He's just in a rough spot. Okay.
Who ended up with who in that movie? Did they end up with anybody?
It's all mixed up in my mind. I don't know.
Let's get the hell up out of here.
Sorry, Wait to Excel. Right, I ain't revisited it either.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it. You feel me? I know the parts, but I ain't got all the coordinates together.
I feel like Tyler Perry saw that movie and was like, this. It's going to be this the rest of my career. This is the kind of energy I'm talking about right here. Tyler Perry saw Waiting to Exhale and his brain just expanded. He was like, this is my wheelhouse right here. Henceforth. And he's been on it ever since.
Rubs his hand together like Birdman.
Oh, man. He was like, whoo. You say, what now? He cheated on you now? You said his car on fire?
He was my lover and my secretary. He say he cheated on you, huh?
Man, he cheated on you. He cussing you out while you on the balcony? Ooh. Whew. Yeah.
I could do something with this.
Oh, you got a neighbor you attracted to because he a nice guy?
Somebody said this is Diary of a Sad Black Woman.
Tough.
All right, gospel album.
Oh, this is where I come in. This is where I shine. I was waiting for this.
Now you got.
You go first,
Kirk. Kirk Franklin and the Family, Christmas.
Uh huh. Yeah.
The best gospel album.
Praise
best
God.
Christmas.
And Christ is in the name, Christmas. When you think of Christmas, man, look no further than Christ.
Look no further than Christ.
Look no further than Christ.
It's in
man.
The name. You got John P. Key Show Up Live.
See,
you got...
he is the key sweat of this. John P. Key been putting out an album every year.
Show Up.
He is the prince
show
of gospel.
Up on time. If there be anyone.
John P. Key is out here, man.
Hezekiah Walker live in Toronto, Family Affair Part 2. And you got Fred Hammond, Radical for Christ, Spirit of David. I'm going to go with Fred Hammond.
You got to go with Fred Hammond.
Actually, man, I don't
actually,
know.
Actually, you know, I'm feeling, I'm feeling like, you know, let me, hold on, let me think. let me think, man. Hold on.
I gotta go Christmas, man.
I might have to go
Kirk
like,
Franklin because you got Navajo the Lamb, man. You know?
You can't forget about that. You could not forget about Novocaine the Lamb.
Oh, we're 1995 if you're still asking. All right, so now we gotta close it off. We got two more. We got more. Music video. 1995. This is a good year for music videos.
For sure.
Man. Oh, man. Hold on, man.
It's tough.
Ooh, it is tough. Because I thought for sure I was going to say Scream.
Man, hell no.
Man.
You saw it was expensive.
Yeah, it was cool, too.
It was all right.
But I think, man, you got Coolio, Gangsta's Paradise.
I mean.
You got Waterfalls.
Waterfalls is, didn't I write that down? I didn't. Oh, interesting. I know why. All right. I don't know why I pick what I pick.
Yeah, I gotta go Waterfalls.
Waterfalls.
I thought
is
I was gonna do Scream because it was just like a moment.
You watch out.
Me and my cousins watched it, and Janet Jackson did this, and I was like, huh.
Yeah,
I saw a little something. But Waterfalls was just it was T-1000. It was T-1000.
Waterfalls was fire.
It was like we're gonna tell y'all about AIDS, yo.
Yep. They was like AIDS. What was the other storyline?
Oh,
was the kid
violence?
Getting shot during the dice game.
Yep.
AIDS, and then what was the other one? Was it three?
I think it was domestic violence, the third one. I can't remember now.
Was it domestic violence?
I feel like AIDS was a very prevalent part of it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because they've always been about that, though. That's why they wore the condoms.
Yeah,
and the
they were all about that's what I'm saying. We're talking about that today. Like the media, man. People got to, there's other ways to teach you about stuff.
For
but
sure.
Yeah, I don't think there's a bigger video than Waterfalls, a better video than Waterfalls to me. That's crazy. I picked that over my
I'm going to have to go Crossroads.
Ooh.
That video was just, it scared you.
That was terrifying,
man. That angel of death was taking it. He took Uncle Charles.
Man, he walked right past them people.
He was like, dominoes, nigga. Charles was gone, man. I got to go with Crossroads, man.
Crossroads is...
I love that video, man. It's so touching and sad. And just
man.
Like, it's a beautiful video. Beautiful.
Yeah, man.
And then he took the baby.
He took the baby, man. He took the body out the funeral.
And that little church part in the beginning when
they
singing,
the grandma
killed.
Was like,
man.
Tell that Martha video. Not to moan. Martha, don't you moan. Moan.
They was killing on that part.
Moan. Woo.
Man.
Boom, 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 boom. Tell me what you're going to do when ain't nowhere to hide. When judge comes, it's going to come to you. It's got it. Easy for a control. And a group of guys got him. And I got to miss anybody. I don't roll with bum, my guess. Best of the best of and it was great.
That was a tremendous video.
That
song,
was a
man.
That was a
was
moment in my
executed.
Life.
Executed.
We was all like, man.
Man, dog.
You see that? Because I didn't really want to watch it in the dark time.
Woo.
When it was dark, I was like, all
he
right,
was coming to get you, man. You see every black man? You saw the and leather coat?
There was like 20 black men at my church that looked like that.
Walking right in.
With the big leather coat.
Just come in like, oh. That video was amazing.
Man.
So that's the one for me.
All right. I'm still going with Waterfalls, though.
Yeah. I respect it.
All right. 95.
So we do a song.
Biggest song of 95.
Nah, I gotta go with this.
All right.
And low key, the video could have made it too, because I love the way she shot the video.
Okay.
But I gotta go Ironic, Alanis Morissette.
Oh my God.
That song and video.
It's like
man, I couldn't get enough of it.
On your wedding day.
It's a free ride. We already late. It's good advice that you just can't take.
It's a free ride when you already paid, Tone.
We free ride when you already what?
Paid.
No, when you're already late.
Why would it matter if it's free if you're late? It's because you already paid. The ride was free when you already paid.
Well, pay for what do you mean?
You paid for the ride, but it was free. That's like
so it was a paid
irony.
Ride.
Yeah.
When you already paid?
It would have been a free. It's a free
I
ride.
I thought it was late.
Nah, pay when you already paid.
It's late.
It's paid.
It's paid?
Late don't make no
paid.
Sense. It's an early
it
ride when it's already late. Makes sense.
Well,
there ain't no irony if you're late. If the ride was
She changed the lyrics. She changed the lyrics.
Some good advice.
I love that video, too, because
yeah,
I really felt
fun.
Like it was four of them in the car.
For sure.
Yeah.
Hair was flowing in the wind.
Yeah.
It was
I love that song.
Who would have thought?
And I never got tired of it.
No.
That was like a video I always watched when it came
Sometimes
on.
When I listen, like I'm in my white girl mood, I'll listen to that
I'll be
song.
Doing my white girl shit, too.
I'll be in my white girl mood. I'll listen to Alanis Morissette. I'll listen to Kobe Kaye. I'll listen to Leanna Lewis. I'm not joking.
I'll be
in a white girl mood, and I'll listen to 15
You catch me on the right
songs.
Day, I'll be
Natasha
white
Bedingfield.
Girl McGee.
I'll be listening to some white
Tough.
Girl music. Sarah Bareilles.
I'll be listening to... Duke.
could do. I'm not gonna write you a love song because you asked for it, because you need one, boy.
Man,
that was my, when I worked at the bank, they was playing White Girls.
I was White McGee.
Kobe Kaye. Now it's a little, my little surfer girl crush.
That Paula Cole album, I come back to that all the time.
Oh, Paula Cole.
She sang that song, was it I Don't Wanna Wait for Our Lives?
I pull
up on that. That album, This Fire, I pull up on that all the time.
Oh, you be in Big White Girl.
I'm Big
Moon.
White, man.
That's Big White.
I love them White Girls.
And I don't want to listen to albums, but I'll listen to the songs.
Now, I'll be pulling up on the album.
Full
the
album.
Full body of work sometimes.
Full body of work.
Get the Sarah McLachlan going.
Oh, man. Big Sarah.
Man.
Sixpence, None the Richer.
None the Richer? Come on.
They go. They got some heat on them.
What's her name that got that song, As I Lay Me Down to Sleep? Yes, I pray that you will hold me dear. Sophie B. Hawkins? Man, come on, man.
You a little more white than me.
Yeah, I'm big white.
Was it Dido? Who's it? Is it Dido? Dido?
Dido.
What's her song?
She had the one... She got that one. If My Life Doesn't Make No Sense. If my life.
Thank you. Was that the 90s one?
That's the one Eminem
Tears
sang for.
I thought I
but she got another one, too. Wonder why I got out of bed at all. My window. And I can see it all, even if I could, it'd all be great. Put your picture on my wall, and it reminds me that it's not so bad, it's not so bad. Yeah.
Natalie Imbruglia.
Yeah.
I don't know about the White Girls. It's just Billie Eilish, too.
What's her name?
This is Billie Eilish.
What's that girl's name? Melanie. No, Fiona Apple.
Fiona Apple?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
You don't know nothing about Fiona
I do know her. Hold on. Shit. I'm Gary.
Criminal?
Fiona Apple.
Yeah. I used to stay on VH1, man.
I used to like, who's the...
Jewel was killing when she came
Jewel?
Out. Jewel was killing.
I love Jewel. Who was, she was the scatter boy, said to you later, boy. Avril Lavigne.
Avril Lavigne. She got this one song.
She was the scatter boy, said to you later, boy.
What was her slower song after that?
Avril?
Oh, it's so fire.
Complicated?
Who?
Being so complicated.
No, no. It's another one. Slower. Who? Yes. I love that song.
Come With You?
Yes.
I'm With You? This?
Yes. It's a damn cold life. Trying to figure
it sounds
out
familiar.
This life. Take me somewhere new. Man, it's on fire.
This has 303 million views.
As it should. Shit is fire. Go to the chorus, man. Fast forward. This is on fire.
This sounds like it'd be on the Friday Night Lights.
It's on fire, man.
White girls, man. Y'all know y'all wearing
white
some
girls
music,
is out
man.
Here, man.
And Billie Eilish is keeping the, she's keeping
she
the tour.
Keep it, I love Billie
that
Eilish,
dog. That dog on Birds of a Feather?
Ooh.
Woo, I be big white.
She be cooking birds up some.
Birds of a
she
Feather.
Be cooking up some,
they work together and I be all in on William Eilish.
Billy, I'm about to make my Billy playlist.
Yeah.
Yeah, she be killing.
I
think that's everything. Did you do a song?
Yeah, I didn't do a song.
Okay.
I'm going to go This Is How We Do It.
I thought about doing that, but I'm tired of it.
You know, Cornelia Stradwick hates that song.
This is how we do it.
Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na. I love it. Sha-na-na-na-na-na.
This is how we do it. It's Friday night.
And I'm all right. The party's here on the west side. So reach for my 40 and I pick it up. I'm designated driver. I got the keys to my truck. And the car has a player. I love this. I used to be riding my bike trying to get back home to watch all that.
And it's all good in my hood tonight.
All right, man, that's 1995.
Yeah.
We'll see y'all next week for 1996.
Yeah.
I feel like we got to go through the rest of the night.